I'm just going to get straight to the point here. There is a difference between being busy versus being productive. In today's episode, we're talking about what it means to be busy versus what it means to be productive, and I'm going to be sharing with you some real-life examples. We're going to be talking about the consequences of being busy, so how is that affecting your mental health, your physical health? How is it affecting all areas of your life to be busy? And then we're going to talk about how to make the switch from being busy to being productive in 5 simple steps. So definitely stay tuned for that because this is one you definitely need to hear. Welcome to the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. My name is Lucretia and I want to help you be more productive and present without stressing about housework. I'm spilling all the tea on how to take the overwhelm out of motherhood. So let's dive into all the juicy goodness. And let me start this with the disclaimer that being busy or productive has nothing to do with your self-worth. Having a clean home doesn't make you a good mom, a good wife, a bad mom, or a bad wife. So none of those things, your level of productivity has nothing to do with you as a person. That should come from internally. That should come with how you feel about yourself. So it doesn't matter if your house is clean. It doesn't matter if you're cooking. Like, none of that has to do with your self-worth. So identifying as busy instead of productive isn't a bad thing. I'm just here to bring awareness to areas of your life that you're probably already struggling with and you want to fix. So use my podcast as a platform to just bring awareness to those areas of your life that you want to fix, but don't make it mean that you're doing things wrong or that you're a bad person. Hopefully we're all on the same page here. So let's go into what it means to be busy. Being busy typically refers to having a lot of tasks, activities, or responsibilities that you have to attend to. So whenever someone is busy, they usually have a full schedule, like all of these things to do. They have a doctor's appointment at 9, and then after that, they have a PTA meeting at school, and then after that, their daughter has gymnastics class, and then after that, they have to hurry up and get home so they can cook dinner, and like they just have all of these things that they have to get done, and they feel very overwhelmed. That is what it's like to be busy. But here's a problem with that. Is that a person can be busy but not accomplish much, or they spend so much time on unimportant or non-essential activities. So that could be like, today I wanted to declutter my kid's closet, but I ended up cleaning the baseboards. So I was busy doing something, but it wasn't the essential task that I needed to get done. On the other hand, we have productivity. So to be productive, that means your ability to generate results or achieve a desired outcome efficiently and effectively. When you're being efficient, that means that you're completing a task with the least amount of time, effort, or resources. And when you are being effective, that means that you are actually completing the task and it is meeting your standards. So you're achieving the desired outcome or goal. So that's why they go hand in hand. So you're achieving your desired outcome with the least amount of time, effort, or resources. So whenever you're being productive, you are focusing on a smaller amount of high quality tasks that are going to get you to where you want to go versus just doing a lot of tasks that aren't really making a difference. So let me share with you a few real life examples of what it looks like to be busy versus what it looks like to be productive. So if you are homeschooling and you spend hours creating this elaborate lesson plan filled with all these activities and worksheets and projects and all of these things that you're planning on doing, and then you look at it and it's like a lot and it took you a lot of time, that is being busy. You're busy planning. So you feel like you're being productive because you're planning things in advance, but are you really going to stick to this plan? So that is why it is called being busy. Now, being productive, on the other hand, is identifying the key learning objectives for each subject and then designing a concise lesson plan that aligns with those objectives. So you know what your child needs to learn, you know how they're going to learn it, and that's it. So that is being productive. You're prioritizing the quality of what they're going to learn over the quantity of all of these lessons and activities and worksheets and all of the stuff that they're going to do. So you're just simplifying the process. So that is productive. You're being more efficient and effective. Another example could be someone that feels constantly rushed. Like as soon as they get out of bed, they already feel stressed. They're already exhausted because they have so much to get done throughout the day. Like they have to do the laundry and we have to clean and we have to go to this place and run this errand and do all of this stuff. Like they constantly feel rushed. That is someone who is busy. On the other hand of that, someone who is productive knows what is coming up. Like they may not have a schedule or time blocks, but they know what to expect. So I don't teach time blocking or scheduling or any of that. I teach how to create a simple flow of your day. So add structure to your day without time blocking, without schedules. So we do this by using a preceding event trigger. And that just means that after this happens, I'm going to do this. And then after this happens, I'm going to do this. So it doesn't matter what time it gets done, but you know how your day is going to flow. So after my daughter goes to sleep, I'm going to work until she wakes up. When she wakes up, we're going to eat lunch. After we eat lunch, we're going to go play outside. So it doesn't matter if we're doing this at 12 o'clock or 2 o'clock. Like this is just how our day is going to flow. And then it makes it easier to rearrange things if things get off track. So let's say she doesn't go to sleep at 12, she ends up going to sleep at 1:30. Like it doesn't really matter because whenever she goes to sleep, I'm going to work during nap time. So whether that's at 12 or 1:30 doesn't make a difference. So that is the difference there in that time management example of being busy, which is always feeling rushed and feeling off schedule. Like, oh, I was supposed to do this at 12, but now it's 1:30 and I'm all off. And right, you feel like really rushed, anxious. That's why I don't do scheduling like that. I do it in this flow, adding just structure with the flow of your day. And that's how I consider it being productive. And then one more example of being busy versus being productive would be someone who's busy could sign their children up for all of these extracurricular activities from sports to music lessons to art classes. And then some of them are overlapping. So now they have a really hectic schedule and they're like late to things. And then not only does the parent feel overwhelmed, but the child feels overwhelmed too because they don't have time to rest and regroup. So that would be an example of being busy versus being productive. Would be like whenever you choose a few well thought out extracurricular activities. Like my daughter, she likes to do dance. She likes to do gymnastics. They're on different days. She also has her therapy. That's on a different day. Like everything's all thought out and planned in advance. So nothing's overlapping. It's not chaotic. Like we're just doing one activity on that one day. And then the rest of the day, we're just chilling and doing other things like going places, whatever it is. But we are simplifying the activities that she's in so that we can provide her with the most value and enjoyment so she's not exhausted from these activities. So let's talk about five things that can happen when you focus on being busy versus being productive. The first thing that can and will happen is burnout. Whenever you are constantly busy without prioritizing your task or taking breaks, you will eventually burn out. The pressure to stay busy all the time will result in exhaustion, decreased motivation, and then you just have a diminished overall well-being. Like your mental health is just trash. Like it's just so bad. And I know because I have been there, I have burnt out many times, and that is why it like forced me to be more productive, to take things off of my plate because it was not sustainable. So if you are busy, eventually you are going to burn out. Consequence number two of being busy instead of being productive is that you will have a lack of focus. A busy mindset encourages a scattered focus. So whenever you're trying to juggle multiple things simultaneously, you'll have reduced concentration and you're not as effective in completing the task because you're so scattered. So this is why, and this does not go like if you have ADHD, there's different reasons why you're scattered. So take this with a grain of salt. But whenever you are constantly being busy and you're like, oh, I need to do this and I need to do that and I need to do this, you're just all over the place and you start this task, and then you get really scattered. And I actually think that that's not that bad of a thing. Unless you're just not ever going back and finishing the task. because I would rather go back and finish a task that's 15% completed rather than 0%. So starting the task and finishing it later, I think is okay. But if you start the task and then you just never finish, then I think that's where the problem lies, because it may not have even been important. So that was just you being busy. Definitely having a lack of focus could be you just being busy instead of you being productive. Consequence number three of being busy is a decreased level of creativity. So whenever you are creative, especially if you are an entrepreneur or if you are wanting to like plan these activities for your kids, you need some time to like reflect, think about things, explore, and you just need that deep thinking time. So whenever you're constantly busy, you have little room to actually reflect and think about things. So it makes you less creative and you're not able to generate these new ideas or think outside of the box to come up with these creative ideas that you could have if you would just give yourself time to rest, relax, and regroup. The fourth consequence of being busy instead of being productive is that you will eventually start missing out on opportunities. Whenever you focus on being busy, you'll be so preoccupied with a high volume of tasks, like you have so many things to do, and you're not really considering what's more important or what's the impact of this task, because you just have so many things to do, you're swamped and I have to do this, I have to get this done. And then later on, you stop and think and you're like, oh man, instead of doing task A, I should have been doing task B, because that would have allowed me to do XYZ. So you're so focused on doing this one task and getting that done that you end up missing a great opportunity over here. And this is especially like if you have your own business, you're an entrepreneur, like there's a lot of opportunities for us. And we may be so focused doing this task over here that we end up missing out on these other opportunities because we're just so focused on this one thing. It's like we have tunnel vision and then we don't really see all of the benefits that could come from us stopping this one task and just pivoting over to this other task. And I've experienced this a few times where there are opportunities that come along, like summits where I can, where I'm invited to speak at events or things like that, but I'm already like struggling to handle what I have right now. It's like I have to record a podcast episode and send out some emails. And then I also have my student community that I need to nurture them and take care of, you know, any questions that they have. And so I have to stop and think like, do I want to put all of that stuff on hold to speak at this event? And like, eventually, if you're so busy, you know, trying to grow your audience and get more people to listen to you and get more people to find you, and then it comes at the expense of the people who have already found you and who have already invested their time, energy, and money into your business. Now they are getting left behind because you are one tracked on this, you know, speaking engagement. So I've had to really take a step back and be like, you know, I don't have the time nor the energy to speak at this event because I need to focus on the people who have already found me instead of trying to get more people to find me. So definitely as an entrepreneur, take a second and look at that. Like, are you focusing on the task that you really need to be focusing on? Because it's not always, so many people are just gung-ho on growing their audience, but they're not even taking the time to take care of the audience they already have. So definitely just stop and make sure that that's something that you're not doing. And consequence number five of focusing on being busy instead of being productive is that you have this lack of work-life balance. And so whenever you prioritize being busy, it can lead to neglecting your personal well-being. Like you start neglecting your mental health and things start falling off, like the house isn't as clean anymore, or you're not spending as much time with your kids, or you're not spending as much time with your partner as you used to. Like things just start getting neglected. So you have to make sure that, you know, we are making time for each thing, each aspect of our life. So making sure that my partner is getting time with me and my kids are getting time with me, I'm getting time with me, you know, I'm working on my business still. Like it's a lot to juggle. And so that's why it's so important to prioritize and focus on these high quality, high impact tasks rather than just trying to do everything. And this is why I often hear so many people saying that they've been busy all day. They've been going. They're so exhausted. They're so tired at the end of the day, but they feel like they haven't accomplished anything. And that's because they were busy all day and they had this long list of things to do, but none of them were high impact tasks, meaning that none of those tasks were moving them forward to what they actually want to accomplish. So if my goal is to have a cleaning routine and to make sure that every evening before I go to sleep, my kitchen is clean, but I'm over here, you know, doing all these other things. I didn't even bother to clean. I was just on TikTok and that took up 3 hours of my day. And then I watched Netflix and that took up 2 hours of my day. And like, I'm just doing all of these other things. I had to go grocery shopping. Like none of those things would help you feel like your house is clean. So you're busy doing all of this stuff, but it didn't result in the goal that you wanted to accomplish. Whenever you focus on being productive, you're able to identify and prioritize the important tasks that are going to lead you to a greater sense of achievement and satisfaction. So you go to bed feeling accomplished. You go to bed feeling satisfied that even if you only did one task that day, you know that it was a high quality task. It was exactly what you wanted to get done. And so you can go to bed feeling good that you actually accomplished that one task. And then when you're productive, you're able to concentrate on specific tasks or projects while minimizing distractions or interruptions. So that means you're not spending all day on TikTok or Facebook or Instagram or Threads, the new social media. You're not spending all of your time doing these things. You are able to concentrate on this specific task until you get it done, and then you go do those other things. So whenever you're productive, you get your important task done first, and then you can BS the rest of the day. Like, it doesn't matter what else you do as long as you get this task done. So you focus on important tasks and you avoid all of the excess busyness so that you don't burn out, because eventually when you're busy, you are going to burn out. So you're able to optimize your systems and processes so that you are more efficient. So you're getting high quality tasks done with less time, energy, less resources, but it's still a high quality of work that's being done. Okay, so how do you transition from being busy to being productive? You are going to do this in 5 simple steps. So the first thing is to get super clear on your priorities. And I hear this so much. They're like, I want more structure in my day. Okay, cool. So what does more structure in your day look like? Well, it looks like they don't know. So it's like, okay, so how do you know what you're trying to accomplish if you don't even know what the end goal is? So you have to know the end goal. Like, what are you working towards? And you do this by starting with what is stressing you out the most. How can you solve that problem? Like, what can you do to solve that problem? And that's the first thing you're going to start with. What's stressing you out right now? And what can we start doing right now to solve that problem? Once you do that and you feel pretty good about how you're handling that, we move to the next thing. Okay, so now what's stressing you out? And what can we do to solve that problem or make it easier, make it better? And then we do that. So instead of trying to do everything all at once and start all of these new routines and habits and all that stuff, just start with one simple thing that you can do right now. Get clear on the end goal. What are you working towards? What's your end goal? And let's start working towards that process of getting there. So that's the first step. The second step is to simplify your tasks. With this step, you're going to identify things that are non-essential, they are low impact, or that they can just be delegated to someone else or completely eliminated. So what are non-essential things that you are doing throughout the day? What are tasks that have a low impact on your life, but they're taking up way too much time? What are tasks that you're doing that you don't even have to be the one doing? Or what are things that you are spending a lot of time on that can just be completely eliminated from your life? So think about those, and then don't hesitate to delegate tasks that can be handled by others, because this is going to free up your time so you can focus on those higher priority tasks. So like, if homeschooling is super important to you, but you feel like you don't have time, what can we get rid of so that you can have the time to do that? Or what can someone else do so it frees up your time so that you're able to homeschool? So that's an example of how to simplify tasks. Step number three is to use more resources. I've done plenty of episodes about productivity hacks, cleaning hacks, time management hacks, how to manage your energy. Like, I have so many resources for you available about those things. You can use calendars. So I like to use the dry erase calendars. I use ClickUp for my business, which is a project management app that I like to use. And I just go through each day of the week, put what I'm going to be doing that day, and I map things out. So like just using different types of resources or apps to keep track of any deadlines you have or like commitments you have, like any doctor's appointments or any type of, you know, activities your kids have, just making sure that you have the resources available for that. And I walk you through the process of how to do this inside of the Productive Moms Toolkit and the different ways that I do it. And I also give you even more strategies in there on how you can simplify your processes and use these resources to your advantage. Because, you know, we have all these apps that are available now to help us manage our time and manage our energy so that we're able to get more things done. So just make sure you're trying out different methods to see what will work for you. Number four is to learn to say no. Recognize that saying no to non-essential tasks or commitments is necessary to protect your time and your energy so that you can prioritize effectively. And I know that whenever I struggled to say no, it's because I was so worried about what the other person would think about me instead of worrying about me. Like I prioritize them ahead of me. And I had to learn that, you know, I'm just as important as them. Like, I don't have to do things to make them feel better if it's making me feel bad. My emotions and my thoughts, my feelings, all of that matters too. And so I can't control how they feel. All I can do is control my emotions, how I feel, and what I'm thinking about me. So if someone wants me to do something and I just genuinely don't have the time or I don't want to, and I say no, then that's on them to think whatever they want to think. They can feel however they want to feel. That doesn't have anything to do with me. Like, I don't have to make their problem become my problem. So if they're in a situation, then it's not my responsibility to get them out of this situation. So if they're upset that I say no, then that's on them. Like, I don't have any control over how they feel. So I'm not here to make their lives better. I'm here to make my life better. So I have to start prioritizing me. And I do that by saying no to things that I don't want to do. And then the fifth way to switch from being busy to being productive is to minimize distractions. So this just means turn off unnecessary notifications on your phone, on your iPad, wherever. Create a work environment. If you work from home, make sure that you have a work environment that you actually enjoy working from. And then establish boundaries so that you can limit any interruptions. And there are two lessons inside of the Productive Moms Toolkit all about setting boundaries. And then I also did a podcast episode. It's a bonus episode about being pulled in a million directions and how to say no and how to, you know, have your family respect your time. And that starts from you respecting your time. So you have to teach your family to respect your time by showing them that you also respect your time. So that's the fifth thing, is to just make sure that you are minimizing distractions. All right, so I'll go through those. The five ways to switch from being busy to being productive is to get clear on your priorities. Number two is to simplify your tasks. Number three is to use more resources. Number four is to learn to say no. And number five is to minimize distractions. And I know so many other people in my community struggle with keeping their home clean. And that's why I have the Productivity Power Pack, which has multiple cleaning checklists in there for you, so you can start creating a simple cleaning routine. So I'll link that in the description for you so you can get started on creating a simple cleaning routine so you can be more productive instead of just being busy where it's like, I don't know what to clean, I've just cleaned random things. The Productivity Power Pack has the cleaning checklist in there for you, so you can go step by step through specific things to clean that are actually going to make a difference. So grab that in the description below, and I will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. If you found this information helpful, please leave a written review so more moms can find this show. And if you want to connect with the super moms in this community, come hang out with us in the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. I can't wait to connect with you. See you there.